Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tracy Hammond, who's a senior policy advisor for Polsinelli. Polsinelli is a nationwide law firm and lobby firm, and the lobby firm for the Carpet and Rug Institute. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks for calling me today.
Sure. I called you before or after elections, and I think our listeners may want to know how these midterm elections are going to affect not only the floor covering business, but perhaps the consumer sentiment.
Most people know that the Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, is now led by the Republicans, and we still have a Democrat in the White House.
That is correct.
So what do you think that's going to mean to the floor covering business?
I think it can certainly be positive, Kemp. Over the past 3 or 4 years, we've had quite a bit of dysfunction here in Washington. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school there.
That's right.
I don't think that's a secret. Because of Congress's inability to legislate, it has essentially ceded power to the White House. And the White House has tried to do things through executive order and through regulations. But by the very nature of executive orders and regulation, there's a higher level of uncertainty, both for businesses and manufacturers like members of CRI, but also for consumers and homeowners out there as well. When Congress isn't passing laws that then get put on the books, it makes it more difficult for businesses to make decisions. It makes it more difficult for homeowners and consumers to make spending decisions and saving decisions when they don't know maybe what the tax code's going to be next year, when they don't know what the economy is going to be like next year, you know, what their own employer's future is going to be. So if this election, which has again brought pretty strong Republican majorities to the House and to the Senate for the first time in a while, if that brings some functionality back to Congress and Congress is actually able to legislate the way it is intended to do, I think that brings back certainty and reliability, which is what a lot of businesses and consumers need.
So you telling me instead of focusing on whether the Redskins should be named the Redskins, government might actually look toward reducing the deficit and greasing the skids for the growth of business?
Well, here in Washington, Kemp, we're always going to be concerned with the name of the football team. I don't think that will ever stop. That's always going to lead to the Sunday newspaper. But certainly the Republicans feel that they have a bit of a mandate coming into this, and they have spoken and continue to speak about the economy being their number one focus. They continue to be concerned with spending, of course. I do think that the debt is going to continue to increase. It's just hard to stop government spending short. However, perhaps the Republican majorities can come at this with a little longer view and figure out new priorities and new ways to help balance the book that haven't been done in the past.
All right, so talk about some of the things that when you work with the CRI, obviously you work on energy issues, you work on sometimes there's, I guess, environmental regulations around whether certain products can be used. So talk about how this might be favorable for some of the things you've been doing.
Carpet manufacturing, like a lot of manufacturing, is a very energy-intensive business. And because of that, you know, CRI's members need reliable and affordable energy. It's not exclusive to the carpet industry. And to have that reliable baseload power, at least in this day and age, that still means a reliance on fossil fuels. Renewable energy is growing, and it can continue to grow. But right now, we still need coal generation for baseload power, and we need to continue to work on expanding natural gas as a baseload power source as well. And one of the strengths and one of the things that has helped keep the carpet industry here in the United States and made it one of the biggest and really last bastions of U.S. manufacturing is reliable and affordable power, which the industry has enjoyed. And the Republicans, as they've campaigned and have started to put forth their priorities for the coming Congress, they've talked about expanding energy production both on federal lands and on private lands. They've talked about building out energy infrastructure, which is essentially, you know, a lot of pipelines and liquefied natural gas facilities and things of that nature. So I think all that can be beneficial to having reliable and affordable power. I think the other thing that the industry has looked at with a bit of a wary eye is potential regulations from the EPA regarding greenhouse gas emissions. Now, those regulations won't come down on CRI members specifically, but what they will do is they can have an impact, again, on power plants. If EPA regulations impact power plants such that it forces the price of energy to go up, that can have a detrimental effect for CRI's members. So there might be ways that the new Republican majorities will pursue to tweak ongoing EPA action, and that could be something that the industry could view very favorably.
Mm-hmm. You know, this year, 2014, has been softer than everyone had anticipated. It's really hard for us to put our fingers on it. We looked at the first quarter as being a weather situation, but just after that, after we cleaned all that up, it just never really materialized. Some of us have been scratching our heads. So there's the possibility that getting consumers feeling better about where things are headed and the fact that decisions will be made might be good for commerce and therefore good for flooring sales, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, consumer sentiment and consumer confidence obviously plays a huge role in consumer spending, sometimes even more so than the economy itself. If people think the economy is good, it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, even if the economy is lukewarm. Consumer confidence can stem from many things. I mean, the unemployment rate does continue to fall. Again, if the Republicans in Congress and also if President Obama decides to reach across and reach down Pennsylvania Avenue, and if Washington can get some functionality back and give consumers a sense that we're all in this together and we can still get some things done here as a country, I think that can play a big role in consumer sentiment and get the market going.
Okay. I know most attorneys are really good at history. To give us a little historic perspective on when the last time we had a Democrat in the White House and we had a right-leaning majority in both the Congress and the Senate?
Sure. You don't have to go that far back. It's the latter half of the Bill Clinton administration. Some of your listeners might recall that in 1994, the Republicans, in sort of a similar midterm election, took over both the House and Senate and kept those majorities throughout the remainder of the 90s and Bill Clinton's term. What's really interesting about the majority that we see right now in the House of Representatives is this is the biggest Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives we have seen since Herbert Hoover was president in the late 1920s and early 1930s. So you're really going back 85 years at this point, the last time Republicans had this many members in the House of Representatives.
And you know, as the history books are being written, Clinton has been written down now as a moderate because of his ability to agree to some of the things that the right-leaning Congress was wanting to do, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. When Clinton left office, he had a very high approval rating. A lot of folks look back and say, you know, we still got a lot of things done there in the late 90s with a divided government, and look back on him probably a little more fondly than they looked at him at the time. But I think in retrospect, as we're getting close to 20 years later, he did find a way to get some things done.
So I guess the question is, will Obama lean the same way Bill did in the next 2 years? That'd be interesting to find out, won't it?
It will be, and I think that obviously is the $64,000 question for the next 2 years. There is, I think, a real window to legislate here. I think the Republicans want to show, and quite frankly need to show the country, that they can legislate and they just can't be an opposition party and that they can govern. At the same time, I think the president, at least I hope the president, wants to start looking at how he can leave a legacy and, quite honestly, how he can avoid being irrelevant for the last 2 years of his presidency. If both of those things can come together, I think we can see some real progress made in here in Washington. But as always, there remains a possibility that this doesn't happen either.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to Tracy Hammond. He is a senior policy advisor with Paul Cinelli, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.